The following Dharma talk was recorded in May 2014 in Excelsior Spring, Missouri. It is one of 21 recordings from the retreat called Insight Dialogue, taught by Gregory Kramer. The retreat was sponsored by Mid-America Dharma. If you like this recording, you can find more talks at www.midamericadharma.org. For questions, we welcome your emails sent to info@midamericadharma.org. Gregory Kramer is the founder and guiding teacher of Metta Programs and has been teaching insight meditation since 1980. He developed the practice of insight dialogue and has been teaching it since 1995. Gregory is the author of numerous books. Find out more at www.metta.org.
We're going to continue our practice of pause, relax, and open. And I really want to remind us that opening is a natural outcome of pause and relax. Which is to say, it's not something that needs to be forced or that really should be forced. The quality of relax you might recall rests in the quality of receive and allow, accept. So in meditation, what this refers to is the quality of the mind to meet whatever arises with receptivity, with kindness, with care. Nothing is left out. Nothing is excluded. Nothing is not okay. So as you sit here now, just again invite an awareness of the body sitting. If it helps to notice one particular point of contact, please do. Let the mindfulness just rest and be established there. And just very gently, you know how. Open the awareness out to a wider area. And the kind of the warmth, the kindness of awareness is just flows down the legs and up. Torso, through the head, saturates the entire body, so the whole body is sitting. The whole body is sitting. What's that like? To not be focused on a single point, but just to be open with the whole body. And gently beyond the skin and imaginally, the mind can be spacious, open, pause and relax and just receive the totality, not just receive the internal, receive the totality. The mind is wide like the sea, like the sky. I invite the person who's speaking first to simply name the experience of how mindfulness is established. When it's established internally, to notice that. Notice what's that like? What's the quality? What can you say about this? What are you aware of? What's it like with that? How does it move? And when the mind, when the quality of being present with another settles on the other and there's still mindfulness, you can notice mindfulness established externally and name it. And then you might just be curious about how it moves back and forth, one or the other. Maybe you open to the space in between and you name that if that's present for you, or the breadth, boundless awareness even, where the two of you are just both known, arising into awareness, just phenomena, no problem. But if the mind is much more comfortable with the mindfulness established internally, that's okay. You can let the mindfulness established internally and just name that. That's what is known. That's what is shared. Very simple. No need to force anything. And for the listener, you too are practicing pause, relax, open. And the speaker is giving you this huge gift of being present in the field of awareness, really establishing so easily for you the external, because you're listening, you're seeing, and you notice that. And then you can notice when the mind moves internally, to notice, let's say, a response to what's being spoken, or you notice a thought arising, or just this body sitting. And then you can see if the mind can just relax and expand to encompass both. And having someone be there is already a gift, but having someone there and speaking is really quite a gift, quite wonderful. Pause, relax, and open, and actually name your experience of mindfulness established internally, mindfulness established externally, and mindfulness established both internally and externally. So when I ring the bell, definitely take your time noticing the internal and expanding outward. You can even begin the naming before your eyes are open. If your eyes are closed, if they're open, that's fine. So that this transition, this very first transition, is respected with curiosity. Pause. Relax. Open. And you might both notice the mindfulness settling internally just now, and what that's like. Is there any different quality of just this simplicity of mindfulness established internally? Letting the body mind rest right here, alert and clear, receiving the totality of this experience. It's like this right now. And shifting to the new speaker and new listener, the person who's the new listener will find this gift of just sitting with pause, relax, open. And here's this being generous enough to be here and speak. And you can so readily notice the mindfulness established externally, explore the internal, explore both. And for the person now who's going to speak, this exquisite challenge of establishing the mindfulness internally and externally and watching it move, and then going to name it, and even as you speak, the continuation of pause, relax, and open. Not forcing one way or another, but to be curious about what is this mindfulness internally? What is this mindfulness externally? Really get the feel of that. There's mindfulness, but you know, you're aware of the other, you're aware of the world of phenomena, and both. To see what the space is between, maybe, or around. What? How is it to be naming both? Take your time. Pause. Relax. Open. Noticing the quality of mindfulness now in this pause. Just letting the body mind settle. And now, as we release the form of taking turns, open actually becomes a more dynamic field, this between, where either could speak, where both listen. And again, the mindfulness may settle a lot internally if that's much more, let's say, comfortable, familiar, but this can be named. And if you notice the other as they are speaking, notice the quality of mindfulness established externally. When you pause and relax, is there a movement from relaxed to open? Can you be with that? Can you feel a softening? Or does maybe sometimes the opening just happens all at once? It's wide, boundless even all at once. Maybe it's like that. You can name whatever you experience. And sometimes open meets open. Sometimes open meets, you know, your partner will be very also established in this spacious quality. Or perhaps your opening and your partner is in a very internal quality, perfect practice. Or if you're both internal and just present and naming it, and so on and so forth. It's all part of the practice. So support yourself with your meditation. Pause. Let the mind be clear there. Relax, and again, if the body doesn't relax, just receive, allow, accept whatever is present, and open. See where the mind is established. See how it moves. It's just meditation, that's all. Just nothing is excluded, not even the specific other. Pause, relax, receive, open. letting the mindfulness established internally and once again just noticing the tone of that, of this experience. In the pause, is there sati right now? Are you aware that you're noticing? Very simple, very direct, not distant. And that this sati, this awareness, receiving. Pause, relax, receive. And as we continue with this practice of open, I really invite a curiosity. You know, when the other person's speaking, what's that experience like as far as pause, relax, open? When you're speaking, if you don't pause, what's that like? When you do pause, what's that like? Does relax lead to open? Is there a noticing of the between, or of the all, or of the both? And you can name these things. You might find yourself sometimes distracted by some other conversation that comes up. That's just the mind following its pleasures. But let yourself come back to pause, relax, and open. In the simplicity is immense nuance and depth. And take your time. It's really rested in kindness. The relax is sort of the place of metta in this practice. Relax and receive, allow. And that metta naturally expands, that loving kindness, that care, in both directions. And then sometimes, of course, the mind pulls inward. This is completely natural. We are, after all, biological organisms with tendencies. This is known. What's the feeling of pulling back like? Is that met with pause and relax? No need to push open. No need at all. It's just meditation. All experience is included. So no need to push. And that curiosity might invite you out, though, an investigation. What is this experience of awareness? What's it like? Established beyond the shell of the skin, and to receive also the presence of another in that, where open might meet open. Who knows? Pause, relax, allow, open. And how's the quality of mindfulness right now? Might just ask, you know, just sort of do an internal check. How's my engagement with the pause? Including actually stopping as I speak. As I listen. If you like using your silent meditation as a benchmark, you might say, well, I know what it's like to practice mindfulness in silence alone. How's that mindfulness here when I'm speaking and listening? How's my commitment to practice? to relational practice of meditation. And you might also just take this moment to check, how is relax going? Receive. How's the body? Check the body. And the mind, receiving. Receiving these words, receiving whatever is present with your internal experience now. Quality of the mind, the experience of being with another. And how is open? When I ring the bell, I'd like to invite you to particularly give some time anyway to exploring the felt sense of the body sitting. And even as you notice this strength of this internal anchor, as they sometimes call it, really feeling the body, that from this base you receive the words of the other, or you speak to the other, and the mind opens wider, but really feeling the base. What might help is actually bringing some ease. So let me invite you to stand, please. And you've had a chance to wiggle the body. See how the bodily energy is now. Notice the mindfulness established internally. How's the head? How are the shoulders and arms? And the torso, front and back, and down through the belly, lower back, through the pelvis, the legs, the feet. And just breathing down, just resting. Perhaps just taking a moment to enjoy the simplicity of just sitting here. So as we continue with our practice of open, I'd like to give you a chance to openly acknowledge as you speak how the effect of sitting with another in practicing open is unfolding. You may already have been doing this, I don't know, it's fine. And if not, that's fine too. But now there's a specific invitation when you pause, establish the mindfulness internally, and perhaps speak of the internally established mindfulness, the noticing, the attention to the other. And then perhaps the other person says, oh yeah, as you said that, I noticed that either I pulled back or I opened out as well, or how the naming of the space between you maybe affects any quality of the practice. And it's okay if you know, if it doesn't, that can be named as well. Well, you're saying that, but I'm still sitting here with mindfulness established internally, even as you're expanding outward. You know, it's all correct. It's all good. So notice that you are meditating together, but nothing to be forced. It's still pause, relax, open. Noticing mindfulness established internally. externally, and both internally and externally, wide and open. And letting it move, and naming that, and naming that between you. Meditating together, here and now. This particular opportunity. Just noticing the body-mind right now. How's your meditation practice? And I'd like to give you just these last few minutes with this dialogue partner. An opportunity to explore something that we've talked about, but maybe this practice with open has given another glimpse. And I'm going to offer a kind of a sense of a breadth of what's possible here. The Buddha spoke about the quality of the awakened mind as a kind of a non-manifest state of consciousness, lustrous on all sides. Lustrous on all sides. And we can maybe get a sense of practicing open as a inquiry into awakening in some sense, yeah? In the sense that awakening is awakening from the self-centered dream, the mind absorbed in its stories and so on, and yet fully present to the world. So just in this next few minutes, maybe speak to some sense of that for you or not. You know, not is perfectly okay. But be curious about the mind that kind of, or what in your own mind has been touching, a kind of a loosening of the grip. If you've been feeling a tightening of the grip, I don't recommend focusing on the tightening, but just to notice, oh, okay, and pause and relax with that. But if there's been a loosening of the grip, maybe have the generosity to speak it. Pause, relax, and of course, open. I invite you to offer your gratitude to your meditation partner. Certainly, you couldn't do this practice without them.